Welcome to my podcast channel, Upskill and Reskill with Kant. So Kant here, so going to be your host today. So in our podcast today, we are discussing about our career. So what exactly meant by here, career here is, so I just want to explain one important, means the observation I made in the past couple of months or whatever it is. So nowadays, like everyone are influencers. So if you are able to looking at an career point of view, like an employee or whatever it is, whenever you open YouTube or whenever you open an Instagram, like everyone are saying, hey, you want to do this or you want to join this program. Even I do say that. So you want to get into this program, you want to get into that program. So so like your career is at stake, or you are able to earn like 9-figure numbers, or you are able to make 1 crore rupee in a month, or this is how I made 9 crore rupee, or this is how I made this numbers, that numbers. Whenever I open, even personally, even whenever I open Instagram or whenever even I open YouTube, every time I feel so like what a crappy career I'm just doing. So I'm a useless guy. So like everyone are growing in the market. Only the person, it's me, like I'm unable to make anything. So am I procrastinating what I'm doing? So all this things going to just bombard my brain, and I just think, so am I seriously capable enough to lead a career? So this is the kind of situation like I'm facing. So I don't know like how many of you are facing. So due to like, that's the reason what I have done, like I just stopped using YouTube, or I just stopped using Instagram. I only come and I just only post the content. I'm just leaving. So whenever you are spending a lot of time in any of the social media platforms, they are creating a huge impact in my thought process, in my personal life, in my mental, we can say mental processing, or I can say mental life, so whatever it is. Now, that's where I felt to create this podcast, like if any of you people are in the same zone, I think you may get connected. So like, I'm just thinking only on one thing. So again, I'm digesting a lot of content related to, let's say ChatGPT. Hey, ChatGPT going to replace the job. So here, see, whenever ChatGPT is replacing a job, so indirectly it can even replace a business. So practically speaking, so like if everything is getting replaced, then what a human can do? If I see in a probable way, like he is able to sit in a home, he is able to watch the TV, maybe like even the TV content we are able to browse is also AI driven, and then Instagram content is also probably AI driven. The YouTube content which you are seeing, it's also AI driven. Everything what we are seeing in our day-to-day activities, more or less it is AI driven. Now if I say about something to my friend, I'm able to get a recommendation in the sites, just like the phones are able to listen our voice, it is able to do that. Now here comes my major question. So whenever everything is driven with AI, so if everything is getting replaced with AI, what's the point of me to survive in this world? So like even I'm just reading a lot, I'm just researching a lot, and I just came to at one point, so this ChatGPT or any of this AI things, they are able to do the activity, means if I'm able to think in a better way, like when internet came into the picture, so people used to do all the activity, they used to feel internet going to replace everyone, but it's not that case. So internet is helping us to be more productive. So instead of, if I want to know about something, I need to go to a library, I need to refer to the old newspapers, I need to do all this. There is a lot of waste of time. Now that waste of time can be reduced with the help of internet. Now with the help of this ChatGPT, now if I want to get some code, yes, I need to sit on Stack Overflow, I need to fix those errors. Now with the help of ChatGPT, that can be reduced. Now here, the one important critical factor of every career is thinking. You can be a business owner without thinking. You're outdated, you are just, you need to rest. So like you are in a career without thinking, you may not no longer serve a business, you just need to, today or some other day, company is going to fire us if you are not thinking. So one of the very important critical factor to survive in our career is like thinking. So that is the most underrated element we do it. Like what we are doing is we are not thinking nowadays, we are not using our brains. Practically speaking, brains are provided provided for us to think. So that's how all the inventions came into the picture. So like there are like everything. Like humans started thinking, hey man, I want to get something for survival. That's how these people created food. That's how these people came up with curries. That's how these people came up with interesting recipes and all this. Now, hey man, we are not having anything to wear. We are just taking some how we can wear. So people started thinking, let us try to take the skin leather skin of an animals and let us try to let's try to wrap it around our bodies, or let's take the leaves and let's wrap it around our bodies. From there, we are able to invent like the better clothing. That's where we got brands. So practically speaking, brands are not as great as the early inventions of getting an idea to use leaves to wrap around our bodies. So the brands are just copying one variety to another variety, and they are trying to come into the market. Now, the basic principle of brain is to think, but instead of thinking, we are just imitating other humans, or we are imitating other businesses, or we are trying to imitate our colleagues, or we are trying to imitate other people in the market, and we are trying to do that. For example, I saw a YouTube video which got viral, so I try to imitate the same thing, but my video may not get viral. The reason, already the people saw that new thing. Again, if you create something new with your thinking, absolutely people going to consider it. That's what we are able to see, the trend in the movies. Now, the same thing is happening with the movies as well. Whenever you take a movie, the movie people, once that movie got pretty huge collections, people start imitating the similar kind of genre, and they start doing a lot of movies on top of that. But they never get that level of collections. The reason, they are not inventing with their thought process, but they are just imitating. So here in the career as well, now the ChatGPT, if you take it, it is developed not for replacing the human. Why? ChatGPT cannot think. It is just an algorithm. We are training with a huge amount of data which is available in the internet. So there is nothing like thinking over there. So there is nothing like a thinking ability we are giving it to our ChatGPT. It is just trying to do the activities whichever we are asking. So ChatGPT can help us in productivity. Whereas humans are meant to think and to be rational. So like if you take the information, we are worried about information what ChatGPT is using, but to say be pretty transparent, all the information which ChatGPT is using, it's already there in the internet. It is able to write down the code. Absolutely, the codes are available in the internet. Multiple bloggers has already written it. So like all the content is available in YouTube. So now no company thought of, hey, let's replace jobs because there is a YouTuber. There is no jobs that there is a blogger. There is no, so the jobs going to be replaced that there is some free website. So there is nothing like that. So companies need human. Companies need the talent. Companies need human to think and to act rationally. So like even I get fed up, I just want to come to a story of a monkey, right? So like there is a king, I just learned it when I'm a kid. Like there is a monkey and the king said, hey, if you are able to see a fly, so just kill it. So with the knife or something, the king gave it to the monkey. So whenever the monkey saw that fly on the face of the king, so it is able to just use that sword to kill the fly. But unfortunately, even that king is also got murdered. So it's as simple as that. But here the monkey is innocent. It is not rational. So our AIs are innocent, means whatever we feed it, it going to learn. So but they are not rational. But if you take humans going to evolve. They are like, if you take ChatGPT, it's like a kid. Kids are innocent. Whatever I say, they can do that, same like a ChatGPT. But humans are not innocent. They are rational beings, so they think and they act. Now what we are missing is, so we are in a rush to imitate the people. We are in a rush to become like other influencers. We are in a rush to be better than other people. In that rush, we stopped practically thinking. So one of the very important ability for every person is the thinking, and the way we are able to take the information, digest it, and come up with a new way. So if you take a problem, if you take a soft skills, one of the very important soft skills is problem solving. So take everything as a problem solving. You're not getting a job, take it as a problem solving and solve it. So that is also a kind of ability that gives you a dopamine shot, or that gives you a dopamine high. So, but why we don't do that? So if you are not getting a job, we accept it like a victim, stating that, hey, I'm like, I don't get a job. I'm like, I'm pretty much, I'm not good than that person. Or we try to give the excuses. For example, someone fired you. Why actually you need to be like a victim? So think like, why can't I get another job? So like, people are not hiring in the market. So why don't you have that courage to get the job back? So the same courage we have it before we start with a career. So I always see, like, we all think about, hey, these jobs are getting automated. So you are just like being like, you are working with 10 years or 15 years of experience, company is going to fire me, my job going to be automated. Well, that's, I can agree. So but there are like students who are getting trained in engineering to do the new jobs. So what about them? Then they need to feel more depressed than you. Why? They not even completed their education or the graduation, but they are preparing towards it. Even they need to feel there are no jobs and they need to stop studying. Or you can take like the kids. For example, if there are no jobs, like the children need to stop their schooling. So why you are paying fees to your children then? Why, like, there are no jobs even for you, then how can your children get a job? So then, you know, you practically speaking, you should not plan even the marriage, or you should not plan even the children. Why? There are no jobs. So what they will be doing? So coming to the world, there is no point. So practically speaking, if there are no jobs, if ChatGPT is replacing the jobs, practically speaking, the entire world need to be shut down. That's not the case. So it is helping us to be productive, to make our things more productive. That's it. So we need to use our thinking ability and problem solving ability to solve any sort of problem in our life. So it's more about the mindset. It is more about how we are taking up a situation and handling it, solving it. So it's all about thinking. So don't be in a rush. So in this current social media world, we all are in a rush to do the things. We are here to stay along, maybe today or maybe for tomorrow. So your goal is to solve the problems only for today. No need to take the problems for the next 20 years or 30 years. Take the problems only which you can solve for today, but staying consistent in solving the problems, staying consistent in thinking, staying consistent in giving your hard work. That's it. I think a compound interest. I'll be just taking the quote of a Warren Buffett. It's a compound interest. Every day you can take, like, you can go to gym every day for 5 minutes over a period of time. Maybe like for the next 10 years or for the next 20 years, you may be in a good shape, or you may be able to get a good health. So you don't need to eat every day 100% healthy food, 5% healthy food over a period of time. You're gonna get a compound interest for whatever the activities you are doing. It can be investment, it can be knowledge, it can be about your job, it can be about thinking, it can be about your problem solving, anything. So give 5 minutes as an initial time and be consistent. So like, one critical factor every person need to fix. So it can be a business owner, it can be a guy with a job, or a guy who is studying in schooling, or a person who is in engineering or in a medical or whatever may be the segment. He may be a government guy, whatever it is. So if you stop thinking, right, your career going to be at stake. Like, why we are in rush? Why we are feeling why we are feeling envious about the people? Why we are feeling that fear? So, or why we are feeling that anxiety? It's all about rush. The rush creates all this problem. So when we are thinking everything in rush, that creates the problem. So stop being rush, or we don't need to be in a pretty in a hurry way. Let's think. Let's pause. Let's hold, let's think, and let's react. So humans are meant to think and react. It's not like react. So what people are doing, react and react and react and stop. So we are not thinking. For example, if there is a guy who is preparing for an interviews, he keep on giving the interviews. He's reacting to the interviews. He never thinks, why my interviews are not cracking? Or for example, he's unable to get a knowledge. He may not think, why he's not learning? He keep on changing the institutes. He keep on changing the courses. If a person is not getting the money, he don't think. He just reacts. So that's a problem nowadays. Like, we need to it's not about reaction. It's about thinking. First, you need to think. You need to apply. So based on the apply, again, see the feedback, and again, think, and again, apply. So that's what makes us a better being. That's how all the things got evolved in this world. So like, we are missing the basic essence of the life, which is a thinking. So the only thing I want to convey in this podcast is, So whatever making it to get distracted, to make you feel low, so try to skip them. Start thinking. So get your own free time from the gadgets and all that. Just start thinking. So that gives you a great impact in your career. So just start thinking, what makes me to get, if your goal is money, what makes me to get money? Or if your goal is happiness, what I need to do to be happy? Or what exactly your goal? Start thinking towards it. So write down. So create a plan and start working around the plan. Nowadays, everyone are doing the things, but they don't have a plan. So you can't get a plan without thinking. So it's the root is thinking. So start thinking, get a plan and start doing so that you feel happy about the things. So give a plan only for today. Every day, your goal is to be alive for today. So that you may not feel all this hurries and all that. That's what even I felt it earlier. So because of all this social media, I'm not saying social media is wrong or bad. I'm saying that there is an information, but consuming aggressive information may lead towards drop in our performance or may lead towards depression. So think on it. In case if this podcast is helping it, please do share with the people. And I'm happy to connect in my Instagram, meet_Kanth. So meet_Kanth, absolutely. So in case if you like this podcast, please share a DM. So Kanth, I seriously love this podcast. I want more so that I can create more on it. This is nothing like scripted. I just came here randomly and shared it with my personal experience, which I'm going through all these days. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.